Chapter 29. The Lost Diadem.
Neville, what the... How...
But Neville had spotted Ron and Hermione, and with yells of delight was hugging them too. The longer Harry looked at Neville, the worse he appeared. One of his eyes was swollen yellow and purple. There were gouge marks on his face, and his general air of unkemptness suggested that he had been living rough. Nevertheless, his battered visage shone with happiness as he let go of Hermione and said again,
"I knew you'd come. Kept telling Seamus it was a matter of time."
"Neville, what's happened to you?"
"What? This?"
Neville dismissed his injuries with a shake of the head.
"This is nothing. Seamus is worse. You'll see. Shall we get going then?" "Oh."
He turned to Aberforth.
"Ab, there might be a couple more people on the way."
"Couple more?" repeated Aberforth ominously. "What do you mean, a couple more, Longbottom? There's a curfew and a caterwauling charm on the whole village."
"I know. That's why they'll be apparating directly into the bar," said Neville. "Just send them down the passage when they get here, will you? Thanks a lot."
Neville held out his hand to Hermione and helped her to climb up onto the mantelpiece and into the tunnel. Ron followed, then Neville. Harry addressed Aberforth. "I don't know how to thank you. You've saved our lives twice."
"Look after 'em, then," said Aberforth gruffly. "I might not be able to save 'em a third time."
Harry clambered up onto the mantelpiece and through the hole behind Ariana's portrait. There were smooth stone steps on the other side. It looked as though the passageway had been there for years. Brass lamps hung from the walls, and the earthy floor was worn and smooth. As they walked, their shadows rippled, fan-like, across the wall.
"How long's this been here?" Ron asked as they set off. "It isn't on the Marauder's map, is it, Harry? I thought there were only 7 passages in and out of school."
"They sealed off all of those before the start of the year," said Neville. "There's no chance of getting through any of them now. Not with curses over the entrances and Death Eaters and Dementors waiting at the exits."
He started walking backward, beaming, drinking them in.
"Never mind that stuff. Is it true? Did you break into Gringotts? Did you escape on a dragon? It's everywhere. Everyone's talking about it. Terry Boot got beaten up by Caro for yelling about it in the Great Hall at dinner."
"Yeah, it's true," said Harry.
Neville laughed gleefully.
"What did you do with the dragon?"
"Released it into the wild," said Ron.
"Hermione was all for keeping it as a pet."
"Don't exaggerate, Ron."
"But what have you been doing? People have been saying you've just been on the run, Harry. But I don't think so. I think you've been up to something."
"You're right," said Harry.
"But tell us about Hogwarts, Neville. We haven't heard anything."
"It's been... well,
it's not really like Hogwarts anymore," said Neville,
the smile fading from his face as he spoke. "Do you know about the Carrows? Those 2 Death Eaters who teach here?"
"They do more than teach," said Neville.
"They're in charge of all discipline. They like punishment, the Carrows."
"Like Umbridge?"
"Nah, they make her look tame. The other teachers are all supposed to refer us to the Carrows if we do anything wrong. They don't, though, if they can avoid it. You can tell they all hate them as much as we do. Amicus, the bloke, he teaches what used to be defense against the dark arts, except now it's just the dark arts. We're supposed to practice the Cruciatus curse on people who've earned detentions."
"What?"
Harry, Ron, and Hermione's united voices echoed up and down the passage.